From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Mourners will line up again today to view the casket of Senator Edward Kennedy in Boston. City officials expect 20,000 people will file through the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library to pay respects. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The library kept the doors open last night to accommodate several thousand people saying their goodbyes to the senator. They paused in front of the flag-draped casket, some wiping away tears, others praying. Senator Kennedy's wife Vicky and son Patrick were there greeting the well-wishers. Today, the city is expecting so many people, it's running extra trains and buses to the Kennedy site. The viewing will last until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Then the library will set up for a private celebration of Kennedy's life. The evening wake will include family members, Vice President Joe Biden, and some of Kennedy's closest friends in the Senate, Chris Dodd, John Kerry, and John McCain. President Obama will travel to Boston tonight and will give the eulogy at the funeral on Saturday. Robert Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Danny probably won't blossom into a hurricane. The storm is weakening. Its top sustained winds are 40 miles per hour. It could still graze part of the East Coast this weekend. Forecasters are warning of dangerous rip currents on beaches. Currently, Danny is about 400 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and headed northwest. Danny should gain a little more speed later today. NASA says the space shuttle Discovery is back on track for liftoff late tonight. Engineers have been checking a broken fuel valve that's delayed the liftoff. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
NASA believes the problem is with a sensor that's supposed to trip every time Discovery's fill and drain valve operates. The flapper valve allows explosive hydrogen fuel to flow from the external fuel tank to the three main engines. The remaining hurdle is for launch managers to confirm that they can safely send Discovery to orbit without a working sensor to tell them that the valve is operating. NASA's Mike Moses says the liftoff was delayed by a day so his team wouldn't have to finish their report, then immediately prepare for an overnight launch.
We basically made the management decision that while we were probably getting very close technically and we could probably keep going, it just wasn't the right thing to do from a pressure standpoint, and so we gave the team a day to go keep working on it.
If no other concerns pop up, Space Shuttle Discovery and its seven-member crew will blast off at 1 minute before midnight Friday night. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The Japanese government says that country's unemployment rate has hit its worst level since the end of World War II, 5.7%. The bad news won't help the Japanese ruling party, the Liberal Democrats. Japanese voters are going to the polls on Sunday. They could throw out Prime Minister Taro Aso and his colleagues. Japanese consumers are also worried about deflation. Prices have dropped significantly. Japanese businesses could cut more workers to stay afloat, and that could push the Japanese unemployment rate up even more. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Southern California are ordering at least 2,000 people to leave their homes in a community near the Pacific Ocean. Fire is threatening their homes in Rancho Palos Verdes. Several buildings are burning north of Los Angeles. Separate fires north of L.A. have driven residents from about 500 homes in La Cañada, Flint Ridge. Authorities in Northern California have arrested a convicted sex offender and his wife for kidnapping an 11-year-old girl in 1991. The victim is now 29 years old. J.C. Dugard has been seen for the first time since her abduction. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Investigators believe that Dugard's alleged abductors, Philip and Nancy Garrido, took her directly from her neighborhood in South Lake Tahoe to their home in the town of Antioch, where she's been ever since. El Dorado County Undersheriff Fred Kohler says she'd been kept in a series of sheds and tents in a concealed area of the backyard.
And you can't see it from either adjoining property. It's a very unusual set of circumstances, presumably well arranged.
Last Tuesday, Garrido was on the UC Berkeley campus with two young girls when he was confronted by a campus officer. She discovered he was on parole for rape and kidnapping. He saw his parole officer the next day and brought his wife, the two girls, and a woman who turned out to be Dugard. Authorities say that the girls, 11 and 15 years old, are Dugard's daughters and were fathered by Garrido. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Officials from North and South Korea have agreed to permit separated families to hold new reunions. These had been stopped 2 years ago following the election of South Korean President Lee Moon-byak, who had advocated tougher policies against North Korea. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.